The switch is on in Alpharetta, in Noonan, and all over ATL. Thanks for coming over with us. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Imagine getting a holiday letter from Kanye West and Kim Kardashian West. I worked on that on his behalf over the past couple days, and I'll present Kanye West's holiday letter.
The greatest letter of all time.
Greatest holiday letter of all time. That'll be about 10 minutes from right now in the show.
Earlier this morning, we stumbled upon people getting kicked out of their office holiday party,
right,
the company Christmas party.
Yes.
And why? We were talking about how it's a stressful thing for most women to go to the company holiday party. And then we kind of stumbled upon this, and the phone calls are not stopping. I mean, the stories have been so fantastic. I thought we were done with it when we heard about the Dawson's Creek Christmas party, where Katie Holmes ended up barfing after, you know, inhaling something.
I think we're going to continue with Jenny, continuing the conversation about holiday parties gone sideways. Is this a story about you, or is this a story about somebody you know?
This is about my husband.
Okay.
And he had a Christmas party at a very nice hotel in Atlanta.
Okay.
So at about 11 o'clock that evening, I get a call from him, and he is so hammered that he can't figure out how to work the Uber app.
Oh, no.
So he says, "You've got to come get me." So I've got two little toddlers at home, and I'm in my pajamas and slippers. So I throw them in the car.
Now, let's hold on. Let's really enjoy the first part of this story, because in order to be so intoxicated that you can't push a button that says,
Request
car now.
Car, right.
The only thing that you have to do when using the Uber app is not move.
Exactly. He was totally at that point. I was calling him every name in the book. Like, seriously, you cannot work the Uber app, really? There's one button to press. So I hop in the car in my pajamas, not nice pajamas either, with slippers on. Kids are sleeping, had to throw them in the car. We drive over to this very nice hotel. I can't find him anywhere. So I had to take the kids out of the car, walk inside, and locate two of his coworkers who I know and ask them for their help. So we're looking everywhere, all over this hotel. I asked one of the guys to go look in the bathroom. Can't find him anywhere. I'm asking the concierge guy, and the guy at concierge says, "Well, I think I saw a guy who was pretty intoxicated walk out with on the phone." Like, that's got to be it. So we walk outside, and I can't find him anywhere. And I look over, and I see his shoes in the bushes.
Oh my God! I imagine this looks like the witch after the house landed on her in Oz.
Exactly. That's exactly what it looks like. And I'm like, no, that can't be. Seriously?
Your two little kids are like, is that daddy?
Yes, exactly. So I get closer and closer. I'm like, oh my gosh, seriously. He was passed out in the bushes outside of the hotel with all I could see were his shoes. They had to help me carry him into the car, his coworkers.
Oh,
put him in the car. He will never live that one down, ever.
Well, I will tell you this, you are a cool partner, because there are a lot of people who would have left him there.
Yes.
Or maybe even thrown gasoline and a match on him and been like, well, sorry about that, buddy.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
I was just trying to do damage control, that's all.
Oh,
awesome. Thanks for the call, Jenny.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye, Jenny.
All right.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Search Star 94.1 Atlanta.